God, that shit is catchy as fuck.
Okay.
All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 246.
This is a podcast where two drunken night terrors play retro games for your amusement. I am night terror number one. My name is Jared.
And I am night terror number two. My name is Earl. And this week, I guess maybe we'll be experiencing some night terrors as we play... Yeah. Psycho Dream on the Super Nintendo. I have no idea about this game.
I know.
I mean, I think we...
Well, most people in America probably don't.
No, that is correct.
This is the first time we've been able to play it.
That is correct.
On the Switch.
Yep. So yeah, Psycho Dream. We'll see what this is all about. Should be kind of cool, but before we
maybe.
Get there... Well, maybe, yeah. But before we get there, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. I'm currently now on spring break, so you know I'm gonna head down Miami way and hang out with all those people down
there. Oh my god.
It looks like a party, man.
It does look like a party.
And I'm in college again, so I should
probably, that's true. You should go on a spring break. What are you doing?
Do it up.
Nice.
No, instead for my spring break I'm gonna start a new job.
Nice. what are you gonna be doing?
I'll be a diagnostic imaging assistant.
Ooh.
Is the title. I'll be an X-ray.
A DIA. You're a DIA. Yeah. Nice.
Dia.
A Dia. All right. Oh, Mios Dia.
Yeah.
No, Mios Dio. Never mind. I barely know Spanish.
Me neither.
Okay. You even took it though. I never took it.
Yeah, but like for 2 years.
Yeah, like
in high school. 20 years when ago. Barely, you know, I did just enough to like make it through.
right.
I was never able to like have a conversation.
yeah. Don't worry. I took like 6 years of French and I can't speak it for shit. So yeah. I can understand it a little bit, but I cannot speak it. Anyway, cool though. New job. Congrats,
yeah,
Drake.
Yeah. So new job starting next week. It'll just be, you know, very, very minimal, like part time, but it's basically just to, you know, get something that looks good on my resume for when I get my real, you know,
X-ray tech job. Sweet.
So
cool, man.
Yeah, we'll see what it's all about. But otherwise, other than that, you know, just going to be hanging out.
Nice.
I guess. Yeah. I was planning on just hanging out, but then I went and got myself a job accidentally.
Accidentally. God damn it. I hate when that happens.
I know. I had to do a whole like Zoom interview.
Oh, how was that? Was it
people.
Weird?
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah, well, it obviously worked. You got the job.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I was able to, you know,
to you
talk
laid
my way into the job.
You laid on the Jurek charm.
I sure did.
Nice, nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
But how you doing, man?
I'm good. Let's see. Well, I'm actually pretty excited here. As we record this, it is March 26th, and next Tuesday on the 30th. In Minnesota, the vaccine will be available to anyone 16 plus. I'm guessing I actually won't be able to get an appointment for a while, but maybe.
Yeah, depends on how hard you try or
how
far you're willing to drive, possibly.
I'm willing to drive as far as it takes. Like, yeah. I want one, and if I can get, like, I've been waiting, you know, like, there are other people who need it more than me, but if I'm eligible, I want it. You know?
Oh, absolutely. So. Like I've been saying, the most important thing is just getting it into as many people as possible.
Exactly. Right? We need that herd immunity.
Get it into the vulnerable people first, but even just getting it into regular people protects the vulnerable people
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
In time. So,
I'm pretty excited. We'll
get
see
it into
you.
As many arms as possible.
Yep. And we'll see when I actually get one, but I will be eligible in like 5 days here. So
yeah,
that's
cool,
pretty
cool.
exciting. But yeah, other than I that, mean,
I got mine ages
ago. Well, I know it's old news for you, but for some of us stragglers, some of us non-essential
non-healthcare workers.
Yeah. Or teachers, you know, like
right.
We are not essential. Turns out people don't need plays to survive, which seems a little weird to me.
Well,
but
people who work in plays do.
That's correct. That is, I know lots of people who need plays to survive.
People who work in theater need them to survive.
That is correct. That is correct. But yeah, other than that, I don't think I've been up to too much. We've got a online fundraiser coming up at work, so I've been working out all these streaming, you know, figuring out technology and stuff. We're going to do some live segments mixed with video segments. I don't know. So it's kind of fun. I like figuring out all the technology. So.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, yeah. But tell the revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
Not a one.
Not a single one.
Not a single minute.
Man.
Well, I think I played Undertale for like 10 minutes.
Okay. Undertale, that's a fun game. Had you ever played it before?
Nope.
Oh. It's super short, but
yeah, just got added to Games Pass.
Oh, okay. The idea is that you do it a bunch of times and like, cause each time is like, you can do completely different stuff. Like, I don't know. It's a fun game. They, you know, the like fan theory is that Sans in the game, he's like the skeleton guy or like the shorter skeleton guy. Sans is actually a dead Ness. Yeah.
It definitely has a Earthbound.
It does have an Earthbound
charm
feeling.
And feeling to it.
Yep. I highly.
We'll see if I actually.
No, I played it. I enjoyed it. Yeah, but it's definitely highly inspired by Earthbound.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I literally like 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
And then I stopped.
All right.
I think it's just on the day I was playing it, I wasn't really feeling it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wasn't the game for me at that time, but
right
we'll
on.
See.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
But otherwise, yeah, no
games. No games. Okay. Well, I have been playing games, you know, Smash. Play a lot of Smash.
Smash.
I hate that
always.
Stupid game. It's the stupidest game I ever played in my life.
I've been telling you that for years.
I know. It has been years now. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
I've been telling you that for over 2,000 hours, man.
Yeah, I know. But God, I just have so much fun, even though it makes me so mad sometimes.
I'll bitch about it.
I know. But yeah, playing Smash, playing some more Animal Crossing. But the other day, so just today as we are recording this, Monster Hunter Rise has come out for the Switch. And a couple days ago, I was like, well, okay, you know, it's a big game. People seem to like it. I'll download the demo. I played the demo for about an hour. I had no idea what was going on. Like, it is the most obtuse thing I've ever played in my life.
Yeah.
Like, it kept telling me to do this thing, and I was doing it, but then it kept not registering that I was doing it. But it wouldn't tell me what I was doing wrong or give me the instructions on how to do it again. So, like, I was just, like, fed up with it. I don't think Monster Hunter is the game for me.
It doesn't really seem like a game for you.
Yeah.
I know about it.
I don't know. Although... So, you know, I play Animal Crossing with this group of friends. We haven't in a while, but we were doing like weekly Animal Crossing challenges.
Yeah.
And a few of them are like super into Monster Hunter. And so they're then trying to get everybody to buy it because apparently it's super fun if you like hunt with friends.
It's definitely more so, from my understanding, a big multiplayer game.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've been tasked with like, not buying it, but just watching some YouTube, like before you buy the game videos, you know, like what you should know and just to see if I can get on the hype train. But I don't know. I don't know if I can.
Probably not.
Yeah, it was very, I just like was, what the fuck? I'm pressing the buttons you just told me to press.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like the people that love Monster Hunter, like really love Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is a big deal. Like I saw a headline or something that,
CEO.
Japanese company like gave everybody the weekend off or like
the day off or
day off.
I think today like because it came
gave
out today
people the day off to play Monster Hunter Rise.
Yeah, like what if you weren't a Monster Hunter fan? Do you have to come to work?
Yeah, like what is Monster Hunter? I don't right. play video games.
No.
Come to work.
I'll be home playing it. Don't worry. Like if I get the day off to play Monster Hunter, I'd play Monster Hunter. I don't know. But yeah, so I don't know. I played the demo. Not for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't think I've really played much. Maybe a little more Yoku's Island Express. I have not 100%ed it yet. But it's pretty fun. I don't know. It's so short, though. Like, I barely got any hours in it, and I'm almost done with it. You know, like, which is, I guess, not every game has to be long. But
no.
I'd like it to be, at least 10 hours, you know? Like, I don't know.
Sometimes I like a nice short game.
Yeah, but it's like a Metroidvania, you know? So, like, it's like the weirdest concept. Pinball Metroidvania, but... Anyway, but this week, Jurik, we are going to be playing, what are we playing? Psycho Dream. On the Super Nintendo.
What are we playing
this week? What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We might as well. Let's see.
Well, let's do it.
What kind of questions you got for me?
Yeah, I actually did find three questions about this game. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurik does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurik?
Doubtful.
Okay, well, here we go. Maybe. I got a burp. I'm burpy tonight. Oh, my God. Woo. Okay, excuse me. So sorry. Here we go. Psycho Dream, Super Nintendo, question number one. This game was scheduled to be localized and released in North America on the Super Nintendo, but it never happened. What would the game have been called if it was actually released in North America?
Dream Probe.
That is correct. Would have been called Dream Probe. All the questions are basically related to this question.
Okay. I was like, I feel like this is the only bit of extra information.
Question number two. Why did the localization get canceled?
Oh, that I don't know.
It is because the company that was going to do the localization was called Renovation Products. They were bought out by Sega in 1993, just before it was to be released, and they promptly canceled any planned releases for the Super Nintendo. Yep. And like we can do these pretty quickly here. So.
Yeah. Shady business.
Shady business. You know it. You'd think like why wouldn't like they could just make some money? You know, like I don't know.
Yeah, could Sega have bought that company and just like make the game for Sega instead? Well, I guess it was already then all built for Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
You can't easily just transport it over.
Well, you know, Super Nintendo had no blast processing, so it's pretty hard to get blast processing.
But Super Nintendo had the Mode 7.
Oh, that is correct. That is correct. There's, man. Also, this was like the middle of the console wars, so like, you know, I can see why they were like, nope, no Super Nintendo games.
We're going to buy this company, and you don't get to release a Super Nintendo game now.
Yep.
Suck it.
Okay, you are one for two here, Jurik.
All right.
Question number three. There were two other games they were planning on localizing and releasing on the Super Nintendo. What were those games called? You can give me the Japanese or English names.
I will give you neither.
Okay. I was pretty sure you weren't going to get that one. But so the games were in Japanese. I have no idea how to say this word. Nujir. N-E-U-G-I-E-R. Nujir. Nujir : Umi to Kazi no Kodo. Which is in...
Of course.
Translates to The Journey Home, Quest for the Throne is what it was going to be called. And actually,
Sounds good.
That game was released in Japan, I believe, on the Super Nintendo, but never was localized here. The other game is called Arcus Spirits, in the West to be called Arcus Odyssey. That first one, The Journey Home, Quest for the Throne, was an overhead Zelda-type RPG game. The other one had an isometric view with a big focus on co-op gameplay and was like a hack-and-slash type game, I think kind of similar to like Golden Axe or something like that.
Okay.
But they were both only released in Japan, but they were supposed to come here and then never did because of Sega.
Sega.
Cool. You were one for three. Not too shabby, Jurik. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Psycho Dream for the Super Nintendo?
I do indeed. What are we playing? Psycho Dream was released in 1992.
We're going to be like in the middle of playing this game and be like, what are we playing again?
What is this game called? Never fucking heard of it. Obviously, because it's a Japanese only game.
Yeah.
So yeah, released in 1992 in Japan and only in Japan.
Yep.
Developed and published by Riot, which was also part of like Telenet Japan.
Yeah, and then they went under, and then yeah, and then
I couldn't quite get a grasp on the whole company.
So it seems like this game,
transitioning and thing.
Psycho Dream, and then there's actually another one on the Switch Online that we haven't played.
Doomsday Warrior.
That is correct. That was like their first foray or something, their first game, or I don't know. I don't know what I read, but.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Just, developed and published by Riot is what I saw. But
okay.
Then it also said that Riot is like a subsidiary or something of Telenet Japan. It says Telenet Japan on my screen right in front of me.
And
here.
What year did you just give me? 1993?
1992.
Oh, okay.
It says right there.
I know. I thought you said 93, though. So
nope,
I was trying to call you out, but didn't work. Didn't work.
The game's director is Kenichi Nishi.
Kenichi Nishi. Nice name. I love a Ryman name.
Yeah. And he, it seemed like he worked here for a while and then he went to Square, and from what I could gather, he did work on both, Chrono Trigger and Super Mario RPG.
Oh, nice. Okay. Like as the director?
No, because then I clicked on both those games and looked at their Wikipedia article, and his name is not listed in the, like,
the main people.
So
yeah, yeah.
I don't know exactly what his role was, but then it sounds like he went on then to found, like, he went to Square and then he went and like founded some other company and then let that company go for a while, and then he like went and founded another gaming company.
Maybe,
but none of them were ones I've really heard of.
Well,
and those were the only games I recognize, really.
Is that maybe he's like the start of the indie company, you know? Like,
yeah.
He's just making his own, and when they fail, he just makes another one.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know. But yeah, those were the only two games that really stuck out to me that he worked on in some fashion.
I mean, those are pretty big games.
Right, they're huge games, and Chrono Trigger is one of my favorite games of all time.
As is Super Mario RPG for me.
Well, yes.
I mean,
it's a great game as well. I think Chrono Trigger was, I don't remember if that was in my top 10 games of all time when we did.
It was definitely, I don't think it was in mine. I can't remember if it was definitely on my, like, these are all the games that could be in the top 10.
Yeah. It's definitely up there for me.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. I have my list right here. Yep, it was number six.
Number six, Chrono Trigger. I mean, it's so good.
Was not on your list. I have yours written down as well.
Do you still have your giant list? Like, because that could be a fun episode just to talk about some of those.
No, I think I must have written that on a different piece of paper.
Yeah,
somewhere.
And I think, I don't know if I have mine either. Anyway, what else we got about Psycho Dream?
Psycho Dream. Composer. Michiko Naruke.
Michiko Naruke. Do we know what Michiko has done?
They worked on the Wild Arms series.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with
that.
It's,
yeah.
It's like PS1 games, I think.
Yeah.
It's RPGs. I played.
Is that like
some
mechs?
Of the
Are you
first
in mechs?
One. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. If I'm thinking of the right game, yes.
Okay. That mechs come to mind when you say Wild
Arms.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
That's what comes to mind for me as well.
Okay.
So
cool.
But yeah, that was there wasn't like a list of all games they have worked on.
Okay.
So
well,
but it said it definitely they did have a Wikipedia article about them.
Sure.
And it specified the Wild Arms series particular.
Cool. Cool. Well, should we listen to some of Michiko? Michiko?
Yeah, Michiko Naruke.
Let's listen to some of Michiko's jams right now.
Indeed. Thank you.
And we're back. It kind of makes me feel a little psycho.
I don't really know.
It's like almost hypnotic. Like it is kind of dreamlike. I don't know.
It's definitely got a dreamlike quality to it. I mean, obviously I've never played this game.
Right. So I can't
speak to how the music fits the game.
From
just listening to the music before playing the game, it just doesn't seem like game music.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like weird. I don't know. It feels like It feels like the music that might be playing when you're playing a puzzle game or something like that. Almost Lolo like, where it just drives you insane.
So some of the ones we listened to did seem it was just kind of like repetitive doing certain things just over and over.
Hypnotic.
Let's go on to the next song.
Yeah.
I can't listen to this anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fine. Like, it's nothing to write home about, I don't think.
No.
But...
And I'm not going to write home about it.
You're not? You're not going to write your mom a letter and say, hey, Mom.
I'm not going to write my mom a letter about Psycho Dream.
Dear Mom, we played Psycho Dream on our podcast, and it was sick AF. You got to check out the music.
Here's what I have to say about the music.
Yep.
I thought you were
talking to your mom in the letter there. I don't know. Oh, I thought you were about to tell me something about the music. I don't know why. I just got confused. What I have to say about the music.
Here's what I have to say about that. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways. Moving on. So in this game, you're playing as either Rio or Maria. And from my understanding, you want to play as Maria. Mm.
Why is that? I didn't read that.
She's just better.
Okay.
Apparently, once you get her fully, because you can collect upgrades that make you more powerful. And apparently, if you get her powered up, she's just way more powerful.
Okay, so if there
gets butterfly wings or something, and then just shoots these projectiles that just seek enemies out.
You
just run around and just keep pressing the attack button and just kills everything.
So if there was a tier list for Psycho Dream, Maria would be S tier.
Maria's and, over Rio.
And Rio would be B. He'd be a B tier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. So Rio fights with a sword, I guess. And Maria seems to, she kind of shoots she has a whip.
She has a whip. What I read is it's mostly close quarters combat with a sword and a whip, but then they can also get guns and shoot things.
Yeah, they get upgrades and everything. But so Rio and Maria are agents known as debuggers.
Yeah, story is bonkers.
Yeah, so the story is that there's this virtual reality, these virtual reality movies, though, it sounded like.
Yeah, they're called
D-movies.
They're called D-movies.
Which stands for drug movies.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
I read a review that said the D in D-movies stands for drugs.
Drug movies, yeah.
But they're virtual reality movies, but people go into these virtual reality worlds and they get so enthralled in them that they just stay in them while their bodies slowly die out in the real world. And then they're going to die. So they get trapped in these virtual reality worlds. So these debuggers are sent in to try to save people and get them out before their body dies. And the story of this is you're sent in. I don't remember her name. I didn't write the character's name down. You're sent in to save
Yuki
girl.
I think her name is Yuki or something. I think it's something like that.
I got it, I guess.
She I don't know why she's special though. I couldn't figure that.
It doesn't make it seem like, from what I read, that she's special in any
she's
way.
She's just a person. But I guess
Yuki
Sayaka
gets into some D movie thing, so, and 3 days have passed before she's discovered, and combined with her weak constitution, she's expected to die within 24 hours. So Rio and Maria are dispatched to rescue her before that happens.
So what do they call them again? They're
debuggers.
Debuggers. So maybe this is just a mission, of the many that the debuggers do.
It must be.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you'd think then it would maybe be a bigger thing or something than just saving some
random person.
Girl.
Yeah, I don't know. Although I don't know.
President is sucked into. I don't know.
I will say I really appreciate I don't know. Like, it has a story. Like, that is a hook, and that is, like, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
It's
like,
an interesting concept.
It is an interesting concept.
A story. And
yeah.
It almost reminds me of
like Ready Player One, like where people are like in this simulation and they don't want to leave, you know?
I know. Almost when I was reading it, I was like, oh, I mean, I have not read Ready Player Two or whatever.
I'm like halfway through the book and like they have to. There's a new version of the Oasis or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can only be there for 12 hours at a time because it'll drive you insane if you're there longer. So.
Because otherwise, I was gonna say. I mean, this almost sounds like a good storyline for like Ready Player Two. People are so addicted to it, they're dying because they won't come out of it. And
yeah.
You got to. Whatever the main character's name is in Ready Player
and
stuff, go through and save these people.
I'm currently reading the book and I cannot even think of what his fucking name is. It's Wade.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
that's all the information I've got.
Okay. Well,
Psycho Dream.
Should we play this game? I mean, I think we better do a shot first, though. What do you think?
I'm pouring one right now.
I see that. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Oh, boy. Some days they are a little rough. Today, it's like butter. It's like I literally have a shot glass filled with melted butter, and it's just going down my throat.
I think I would rather drink a shot glass full of whiskey than a shot glass full of melted butter.
I you know what? I've been really bored during quarantine, so I've just been drinking butter.
I thought you looked a little heavy.
I do. Oh my God, do I look a little heavy? Oh my God. I have not been drinking butter. I can say that. Although I have been making things with a lot of butter lately. So,
well, maybe it makes things taste better.
It really does. It really does. Anyway, should we play some did we already go down the pipe? I don't know.
I have no idea.
But we did again.
We're going deeper.
We're going deeper. We're going into the Psycho Dream. Let's do this.
Here we go. Psycho Dream. I'm starting.
Yeah, you start us off. I think this is only one player, right? Like there's no. Yeah. All right, yeah. Just Maria it up, right? Like
we're going to Maria it up.
Here. Yeah. Oh, it's even in Japanese.
Oh, good story. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, wow. What a twist right there, right from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Just so you know, Revelers.
It's all in Japanese.
It's a bunch of Japanese words.
Except for riot. Which is in all caps. Riot.
A riot. Feel it when the dance gets hot.
Here we go. Ryo Shizima, Maria Tobari. I don't know what that was.
Skip it. The story is just all Japanese, and I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Okay. Here we go. So, Maria. Yeah,
from what I read, it's like she's kind of got like almost a dominatrix
she
like
sure
S&M
does.
Outfit. She's like a black leather bikini and she's got a whip.
And like thigh-high boots,
but with high heels.
But with only underwear on.
I just used my special. I think that would have killed every enemy on screen.
You sure did. You wasted it. Oh, you went down a level. Oh, okay.
Just because I fell down through that.
Oh, through the holes. What is this? There's a bunch of air.
I don't know.
It's steam.
Like it's just air.
Steam coming out of the vents. It's kind of a cool little detail, though. I don't know. You can't see in it. But
I just wasn't sure if it was going to hurt me or not, but it does not seem like it hurt me.
When was this game? 92?
1992. Oh, my God.
Whoa, what is happening here?
I don't know, but you can't.
You are
like,
getting
dodge
wrecked.
Any of that shit.
Something just like popped up like a big column just popped up and like a bunch of little guys came out.
What am I supposed to be fighting?
These birds.
What is happening? What is
Oh my God, you have a
why are there like weird blobby things?
I don't know, those are bad guys. Oh my God, something cool just happened. But now you switch screens. Okay.
Oh, I think I got a different weapon. I powered up and I've got some like claws.
You got Oh yeah, she has claws. I read that. This, it's 92 and it's Super Nintendo, but this looks really pixelated for...
This looks super pixelated. Yeah, for... This does not look great for a Super Nintendo
game. I always feel like Super Nintendo games look really smooth, and that's why they've aged the best out of any retro system, but this...
Fucking impossible.
Is it impossible? You got
you
this.
Just, like, the enemies...
Just keep going. Fuck the enemies. Keep
the
going.
The enemies combined... Yeah, I'm dead.
Okay, well...
The enemies and
oh,
weapons.
You only get one life?
Yeah, you get one life, but you have unlimited from continues, from what I understand.
Okay.
Question is, where do you start? Back at the beginning.
Is this here. The very beginning?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm giving you control.
All right. Let me show you how it's done here, Drake.
All right.
What I didn't tell you is I've been playing this game. I've been playing this game all week.
Oh, okay.
Getting ready.
Good thing I just suggested this game yesterday.
Yeah, but I knew you were going to suggest it, so. I just got a sweet power up. I have the claws.
You powered up. You have the claws now. Apparently, I could have gotten those right away, but I didn't kill that very first enemy.
Yeah, well, you got to kill the enemy. See, I'm a guy who
Although
kills everything.
I feel
everything.
Like the whip is maybe better.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't like this.
Just these parts are, I guess, yeah, you just got to get into the corner and start swiping, which I didn't know what was happening, so I just, like, stood there getting wrecked by things.
I got hit once. You got weird. Hit, like, 30 times.
What is even happening?
Those
there?
Are these fucking weird. Birds, dude. Oh, my claws are like fucking
but
mega.
What is the point of those weird smokestacks like come popping up?
These slime guys, man.
They suck.
I want to make a
they're
t-shirt.
They're there and they jump and they bounce at you.
I have some kind
I don't
of
know what these purple things
force
are.
Field. Oh, there's more of these.
Luckily, you got here with a force field. Though.
I did, except for I'm getting wrecked now.
Now you're getting wrecked.
Like, there's these weird robots on the ground that get you.
Yeah, you can't attack them. I tried to attack one, and it didn't do anything.
Oh,
so
I'm a spin whip. So I did. I am farther than you got. So I'm pretty much the best Psycho Dream player you've ever seen. Oh my God, I'm an angel now.
This.
Oh.
That's why it said to.
To be Maria. Oh, shit.
Because once you get to this level, you get these butterfly or angel
wings. Is there ammo here? Or?
I don't think so. That's just your attack now.
Oh, my God.
So just use it.
Yeah, holy shit. This is super powerful. I don't know what's happening.
It even, like, auto, like, locks on enemies and just, like, it targets them automatically.
It does. I want that, but I can't get it. I don't know. We're riding an elevator down here. Yeah. I don't really know where I'm supposed to be going. Like, it seems like I can't. Oh, was this there before, this one?
Yeah, you went over here before. Okay. You've gone to both sides. I think you're just waiting to get to the bottom.
Okay, so we're riding an elevator. This, when you're the angel, this is insane. Like, oh, yeah, now I got double angel power.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
You did anything. I think you're maxed out.
Whatever, it's fucking sweet. You don't need to do anything.
I know.
You just stand here
and just spam this attack, and it just kills everything. can you float with your wings at all? Like,
yeah. If you hold jump,
okay.
Yeah, you fall slowly. Like, so yeah, you float basically. Oh, here we made it to the bottom. All right, let's do this. Good job. My God, what is this?
Oh, I don't know.
That looks like a weird plant or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want that. I don't know what that is.
Nobody does anything anymore. I think that's your upgrades, but you're like maxed out.
What am I supposed to be doing?
I don't know. Do you have to kill this plant thing?
It looks like
the boss.
Maybe, but I don't.
Or do you go this way?
Oh! I fell off the edge.
But
stupid.
Maybe you were supposed to?
Nope.
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 Nope. You were not supposed to.
Game over. All right. Well, here, I'll send it back to you with the how do I do that? Or do you
I
have
think
to
I
do
have
it?
To do it.
Okay.
Oh, put me right to this elevator. Except
now you don't have the tiny whip.
I'm onto the fucking whip.
Honestly though, it gives you power-ups pretty consistently.
It does.
Like, I was getting them constantly. Like, I think a good strategy when you see enemies is to, like, duck and get them. Although these ones are higher up, so
yeah.
I don't know what's there. There's one. Yes, you're gonna fall in the hole.
I know.
Oh no. Okay. I wasn't sure if, like, when you, like, he got a Drake Revelers. He got a power up over a hole, and like in some games when you get a power up it'll just drop you.
It just drops. Yeah, you. Like that's what I was afraid
I
of.
I thought maybe that was gonna happen, but it did not. So
enemies come to me.
Jurek, do we have a discussion question? You said you might have one for us.
So I have one. One second here.
Okay. Yeah, he's really, I'm
into this shit, man.
Well, it's actually kind of fun. Like, it's fun once you get the wings. The wings are like,
right? I want power-ups.
Yeah.
Give me power-ups.
Honestly, it might just, since we're here, press down and B, you'll go down. Maybe not. No, maybe not here. Wow. I thought it works in the other levels. There's one to your left,
Oh, I saw it. I missed it.
Oh, no, you got it. Oh, my God. That was so close. So close. Okay, you've got the double claws. I think the wings are next. If you can just...
No, I think the spin around whip.
Oh, the spin around whip. Oh, did you not get that? Do you have to get certain colors? Because that was a yellow one, and like you already had a yellow one or something.
No, it's there. It fell below the platform.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Now you get the spinny one, right? No, now you have a gun. How did you get this gun?
I don't know. I don't remember you having a gun.
I never had a gun. Interesting. Maybe you got a different color power up or something.
I don't know. You're gonna die anyway.
You are definitely gonna die. I don't know what is going on here. There's this weird plant. Like, go touch it once or something. I feel like I didn't touch
just
it.
Touch it.
Just touch it. Just poke it a little. See what it does. Oh my God! You got a mega
Holy
gun.
Holy crap! I got a mega gun.
It's like a three way shot. Like a spread shot.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
Jesus.
Well,
it was impossible.
I actually wonder if it's better for us to game over and start at the beginning so we can get back to that part with wings.
I don't know.
Here,
let's let you try the elevator.
Sans wings. Oh my God. Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, here. Wait.
Oh yeah. You got to give me control. Oh no. ActRack has control.
Wait, no, you should.
Oh no, I do. Yeah, okay. Here we go.
All right, so a discussion question I was thinking of. I was listening to a podcast earlier, and they were talking about a certain musical artist, and it made me think, and my answer may be what they were talking about. I'll mention it in a second, but...
Okay.
So I was thinking, what musical artist from the 90s do you think, like maybe somebody who didn't... Just a person or a band or whatever that you think didn't maybe get enough fame or like didn't gain enough traction.
Like
a musical artist or band from the 90s.
From
that,
the 90s.
That could have been bigger than they were.
My immediate thought, and I guess they were pretty big though, so I don't. But maybe not. I don't know. Is Jamiroquai.
Oh, okay.
I love Jamiroquai. And every time I hear a song and I'm like, who is that? Like, God, that's fucking good. It's Jamiroquai. Like, pretty much every time. I should preface that with saying my Spotify is basically a 90s music machine.
Right.
But I really love Jamiroquai. And I don't, I mean, they were big, you know, but, I got the spinny thing now. See, like, yeah. I don't know why I'm.
Yeah, so you got it in a different order than me.
Oh,
you go in that.
I just press up. It's a door.
Okay. So yeah, Revelers where it was, we go down this elevator and then there's a weird thing in the middle that we couldn't figure out what it was. Turns out it's a door you go in.
It's just a door.
It's just a door.
Oh my God! There's these crazy barriers now. Oh, you can get them.
I think you hit them and then they go up.
Nope.
It seemed like what you did before, but
they just. I think they're timed or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm doing a multi-spin on two pillars right now, though. Pretty sick.
But nothing's happening.
Nothing is happening unless you just really got to
try
do
jumping.
It, like, oh,
like, okay.
Yeah.
I felt like you before you were attacking one over and over, and then you jumped and it started.
Oh,
up.
Yep. If you jump, they go up. Interesting. Good. Weird. Good observation, weird. Drake. Like, I did not notice that. Oh, God. Yeah.
So, anyways, the artist they were talking about, and what I kind of agree that she maybe didn't get enough credit back in the day was Michelle Branch.
Michelle Branch, singing.
Do everything where to me, and when I close my eyes,
oh yeah,
it's you I see. It's just.
Oh, I got the wings. I got the wings.
Oh, you got the wings. Now you're in unstoppable.
Yeah,
but like all the other, you know, female pop singer, she was like, I think she was maybe ahead of her time. She was the one, only one I feel like at the time that like wrote her own music. She played the guitar, she wrote the songs. She wasn't just a mass produced Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera.
Right. Michelle Branch, interesting choice. Michelle,
not that I listen to her much either, but
that shit is good and it's catchy. Yeah, and
she's got some good shit.
It's like
songs back in the day.
It's like one of those, like, yeah, like you'd probably hear the song and be like, who's that? But
right.
but you know all the words, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I went into
otherwise
an elevator.
I was then also thinking, and I guess I think of them as big because we listen to them a lot, and I guess I don't know how big they were.
Let me guess who you're gonna say. I know who you're gonna say.
Who?
Soul Coughing.
No.
Oh shit.
Oh, Soul Coughing's good too.
We listened to oh man, these snake guys just fucked me. Okay, here. You take control. Who were you gonna say though? Who did we listen to a lot?
I was gonna and I mean they were they big?
Were they big? I mean, Jamiroquai was like big, you know, but like
Jamiroquai was big.
You know, but maybe not. I feel like they just didn't get to that upper echelon, you know?
Like, and I feel like a lot of people know one song by this band. Presidents of the United States of America.
Oh, God. The Presidents are one of my all-time favorite bands.
And they're fantastic.
I love
The
Presidents.
Everybody knows Peaches.
Everybody knows Peaches. Actually,
maybe not everybody.
Not
knows,
everybody, but...
But if you're gonna know one song by the Presidents of the United States of America, you're gonna know Millions of Peaches.
You're gonna know Peaches or Lump.
Me.
Lump is the other
millions.
One.
Oh, Lump.
Yeah. I think Lump actually might be even more recognizable than Peaches.
Abby shook her head when I started singing Peaches.
She
so
didn't
she does
know?
Not know Peaches.
What
you know Lump? Lump sat alone on a
boggy
wait, no,
marsh.
I'm not singing Gump.
No, in a boggy marsh.
Yeah, Lump sat
totally
alone
motionless
in a
except for her heart. Mud flowed up into Lump's pajamas. She totally confused
well, see,
all the passing piranhas.
I mean, that's fine too. If that's what I'm saying, is not enough people knew.
Yeah,
Presidents,
the Presidents
and their
honestly,
awesome.
I listen
that
to
first. Their self-titled album is just phenomenal.
It's so
top
good,
to bottom,
top to bottom. Every song. I honestly was listening to the Presidents earlier today.
nice.
Really was. They're one of. I would if we had to. Maybe we should do this, Drake. Maybe we should do a top 10 bands or something. The Presidents would actually be in my top 5. Even like they are.
They are good.
I listen to them constantly. And they're one of those weird, like, I feel like most of their songs don't actually really make any sense.
Right.
But
it is a lot of, I don't know, gibberish.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's just, they're just saying
words. Don't seem like they should fit together.
Yeah.
But then every other aspect of it, it's just so good.
It is so good.
They're such a good band.
Yeah.
Revelers, if you are not familiar with the Presidents of the United States of America.
You got to listen to them.
Go listen to that.
They're
band.
So good.
Fantastic. Listen to their self-titled album.
Yeah, their first one.
I'm not familiar with a lot of their other ones.
Oh,
that.
Their other ones are also really good. One of my favorite songs of all time is called "Some Postman." It is by the Presidents, and it's just so good. There's also a great one called "Ladybug" that I also love. But yeah, they've got some great stuff. Like
absolutely.
They're just weird. I don't know.
They are weird.
We should maybe do a music episode, Jurek, and talk about some bands that we love. You know,
right.
Like top 10 or something. That's
talk
I
about
feel like
some bands
that could be even harder, though. I don't know.
yeah. I mean, I can. I mean, it's always you know. I always feel like I know my.
Oh, you went in the same place I went in. You get stuck in here.
It's
a dead end. You got to go. You got to go back out of the. So we are playing this game still. And,
we are.
Maybe there's something to do with that red button. I don't really know. But yeah, we're in this elevator place. There's all these elevators to go in.
All these elevators.
Or maybe they're not even elevators. They're just rooms, I guess.
I think they're just doors.
Yeah. Oh, these are those things just wrecked me. You gotta
snake
get them.
Attack.
You
Jesus
gotta get them quick.
Christ.
Otherwise, you're gonna get fucked. Oh my god, I even had like mega power ups for them, and I couldn't get them.
I know.
You gotta
Holy
duck.
Crap.
You
Holy
gotta
crap.
Duck to
Holy
get them. Stop
crap.
Jumping. Stop jumping. Oh my
I can't.
God.
Can't.
Okay.
Trying to jump over them. Just
no,
trying to get the fuck out.
You
of
cannot
here,
jump over them. You have to duck and get them. Oh my god, you're as far as we've ever been.
I'm in.
You're
some
in the computer
like server
lab.
Room.
You're in the server room. Oh my god. Ooh,
what's going on here?
You just walked into that like it was nothing. I would not have touched.
Oh,
that.
I'm at a boss.
You are definitely at a boss. Get him. You can't get him. He's fucking. He's like ethereal right now. Like
he is. Oh, and I'm dead.
And you just got fucking wrecked. How do you kill a boss like that?
I don't know.
Impossible. All right, impossible.
The question is, where is it going to start you now? As I give you control.
Okay. Here we go. Retry.
Should be you.
Here we go.
We'll start you at the boss.
Oh,
yes,
it
does.
But
it starts you with no power.
I have the little whip. Hey, look up some cheats or something real quick for Psycho Dream. Like, is that a thing?
Could be. Let's find out.
Okay, so I'm gonna play this. What is this? Is he throwing rocks at me? Oh my god, they're gonna fall. Nope.
No, he's some tentacle monster.
I see that, but I can't get him. Oh. There's tentacles coming out of the screens. Oh, I got him.
Maybe. Yep. You're damaging him. He's got a health bar that's going down.
Yeah, okay.
Going down real fast.
You got it. When you hit him, he freezes for a second. So,
yeah.
Although, maybe not.
Oh, God. Look at it's like,
run!
I don't know, do you have to stay back for a certain amount of time to let these tentacles do their thing?
Dude, they're just like, they're little wigglers. Like, oh, that they're
now get in there and wail on.
Oh, and then he shoots fireballs. Oh my god, I'm fucked.
Oh, you're gonna die, man.
Yeah, I sure am. He looks like you can't hit him though. He's like clear. He's like, you know, opaque a little bit. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Can I try that one more time? I'm gonna try
absolutely,
it one more time.
Absolutely, because right. I'm looking up cheat codes.
Oh yeah, just well, I guess we don't need them if
what's
we're
this game called?
Psycho Dream.
What are we playing
today? No fucking idea.
Psycho Dream, Super Nintendo.
I think you got to let him get in the room before
there's
you can
a level
hit him.
Select and that's it.
There's a level select and that's it. Oh my god, these tentacles are nuts. They just like wreck you. This
Although
thing's coming right at me.
The question is whether or not we can do the level select. I don't remember if we can because it requires doing stuff on
reset.
Controller 2.
Oh. Well,
I don't know if that counts.
I think it
when
does.
We're both on here. If it counts, whoever's not playing as controller 2 or something.
How are you supposed to do this? This is impossible. Like you just can't do it without getting hit like a million times.
Yeah.
There's no way. There is absolutely no way. I mean, I'm sure
there is a way because
but...
there's a speedrun world record for this game.
If you stand, if you just crouch in the corner, you get hit by that fireball and you die. I thought I was safe there, but I just got fucking wrecked.
Yeah, but there's no point to you just standing in the corner.
Well, I know, but like you got to wait till the tentacles they stop flapping around. I don't know. Well, right, I'm trying to.
Try.
Yeah. You take over here. I'm trying to think of like what other bands like the Presidents. That's a real good one. I feel like they are not. As huge as they should have been.
Right.
But like that album, that first one, the Presidents of the United States of America, the their self-titled debut album, like for a while, that was like, if you went to a birthday party, like in sixth or seventh grade, somebody was giving you that CD. Like, fuck yeah. Remember that shit?
You like, went to different birthday parties than me.
I guess like all of my friends, we loved that shit. Which are all still my friends, and you know them all too.
Right, and I mean that's how I learned Presidents was from you and.
Okay, like we loved that shit, and oh look, you can just stand. I kept jumping. Oh, that. Okay, well, but you're still getting just fucked.
I know.
Although, nope, you did it.
I killed him before he could kill me, though.
Wow. Okay. Good job, Jerick. We beat a boss.
Holy, we beat a boss.
Holy shit.
First level done.
Track one complete.
Track
it says.
One complete.
And that must be Yuki right there.
This?
That's Yuki.
Oh,
she's
is this who we're trying to
she's
save.
She's trapped in her psycho dream, bro. We gotta get her. We gotta get her. Maria
we're
is fucking
gonna.
Badass. We should maybe try Ryu, but or Ryo.
I
is
I
it
guess
Ryo?
We could.
We're almost out of time here. I don't know. I'm probably ready to be done with Psycho Dream pretty quick here, but I don't know. I mean, we are making it somewhere, which is a rarity for this podcast, so that's pretty good.
I mean, we beat the first boss.
We're making it somewhere in a game that we can't remember the name of.
Psycho Dream.
Dream Probe. This would have been called Dream Probe.
Oh, that's health.
Oh, you got health. Oh, was that like the red diamond or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gave me more health.
Yeah. I feel like the green ones are the ones you want for the upgrades, but I could be wrong.
It's like the multicolored one.
There's yellow ones too.
But it changes color the longer it sits there and waits.
Oh, I wonder if it loses power or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because when I got it, I got a gun, and you never got a gun.
I never got a gun. I went right to the wings. Upgrades. I got the wings a couple times, but
yeah.
Have you not gotten the wings yet?
I've never gotten the wings. I've not been playing with wings at all.
Oh my God, that's not the way to play Psycho Dream, bro.
No, I know.
Can't believe you're trying to play without wings. Exit.
Exit.
You've done it. Oh, nope. You're just at another place. Also, you can't kill that enemy, which seems weird. It's hard to tell if you're actually hitting them. Like
sometimes
there's no knockback, which is kind of weird. Although probably good. Like a game like this with knockback would be like impossible.
Well, yeah, I don't want knockback for me, but
For the enemies.
I don't know. Sometimes something I often don't like in a game is when you just wail on an enemy and it doesn't affect them at all.
Yeah. And
so
but
it's like
and then
you're just sitting there hitting them
die.
And then they hit you and it like sends you flying back. It's like, but I just
hit them.
On you with my sword and it doesn't affect you at all. That just doesn't seem fair. What's this?
This is crazy. It's the Psycho Dream. I don't know what it is. This feels like a boss or something terrible. There's bees. We're bees. Oh my God. There's literally bugs everywhere.
They're all hatching.
I know. And you can't let them hatch. Otherwise, they're like wrecking.
You have to let them hatch because you can't kill them before they hatch.
But they don't come where you can hit them.
I know.
What is this nonsense?
No, I got them.
Well,
got them.
Yeah, as this one kills you.
This one's going to wreck me.
There's one left and Drake can't hit it and he just keeps getting hit by
God
it. You got him.
Okay, I got him.
And a power up though, so that's pretty sweet. What is that blue thing? Try and hit the middle.
I don't know. I tried.
Oh.
You can't go back.
You can't go back. Okay. That's fine. You're like in a foggy sewer right now. Like there's like steam in the air. This place.
All these doors marked exit. Do not exit me.
Take you nowhere.
They exit me out of that room.
Oh
God, these snakes.
Those snakes are fucked, dude. They are the hardest.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Why? Always snakes. God damn it.
I agree with you now, Indiana Jones. Why did
I don't know.
Snakes?
Do you want to keep going? You want to try and
not
get the wings?
Really.
Or all right.
No.
I think it's time we
done with this.
Yeah, I think it's time we moved on to final shots for final
I'm just
thoughts.
Start
oh my God!
Listening to some Michelle Branch.
Yeah, Michelle Branch. I'm gonna fucking add it to my Spotify as soon as we're done.
You should. She's the pop star we really need.
I feel like Michelle Branch was like definitely played. So revelers, when we were in high school, Jurek and I both worked at a grocery store.
We did.
And like they had the, you know, the grocery store music playing all the time.
Cause I want it all.
First of all, O-Town is the O-Town is the best boy band to ever exist.
Damn right.
They sang, Cause I want it all. Is that what it's called?
All or nothing.
All or nothing. All or nothing. Such a good song, and we love it because we worked at this grocery store. But I feel like Michelle Branch was definitely played in that lineup.
Guaranteed.
Yep. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
That's not Michelle Branch.
I know, but that just reminded me of our grocery store days. Anyway, it's time for final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh, okay.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog indeed. Okay, Jurek, how many... I don't even know what to do for this game. How many angel wings out of 10 do you give Psycho Dream for the Super Nintendo?
Whew, man, I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of had fun with it. Like, once
it's
you get going with
fun.
It. I feel like you do for some reason. I don't know.
I could not.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm just terrible at this game.
Well, I'm not. I didn't want to say you were terrible, but because I don't think I was. Doing
I mean, I beat
different
the boss. To be fair, you fought the boss like a couple times.
That is true. That is true. Pass, so
I just went in there and wailed on it and won on my first try.
That is correct.
I guess my second try, but my first try.
Also,
I went
you
in
got
and
us
I only
there.
Had, like, two hits.
You also got us there. I couldn't even get us there. I did get.
And I never had the fairy wings.
The fairy wings are pretty fucking sweet.
It looked like it.
Like it's basically.
I feel like if I could have gotten the fairy wings, I would have just been able to beat the game.
Yeah, like honestly, that boss, you just crouch in the corner with the fairy wings and it's dead in a second, assuming maybe it was like intangible, like it was like kind of like invisible, you know.
Yeah,
maybe that means like you can't heat seek onto it or something.
Hard to say. Yeah. We never made it there with wings.
No, we did
we
not.
Beat it with the whip.
Yeah, the basic whip too, no upgrades.
Whip it real good.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think for Psycho Green?
Gosh, yeah, I'm gonna give it. You know, it's fine. I'm not impressed with the way it looks.
Yeah, it's super pixelated. Don't care for
it doesn't have the smooth flowingness
of
a,
Super
you
Nintendo
know, of a good Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
If playing this and you told me this was on the NES, like I would believe you.
Right.
Almost. It's a little too good for NES, but it's not.
There was some.
It's not up there with SNES.
And I think wasn't there some like parallax scrolling going on and shit like that?
Probably.
Like I don't know. Yeah. I'm
gonna give it a 6.
That was what I was gonna go with too. A solid 6. Like it's not.
Solid 6.
It's not in the upper echelon games.
It's not bad, and everything works. And
yeah, I feel like with a little more time, you could probably get farther than we did.
Right, and it's not. And you do have unlimited continues.
Which, that is nice. And you basically start, not right where you died, but real close.
You start, there's a lot of checkpoints, essentially.
Yeah.
And you'll start kind of there. I assume here, if I were to retry, oops, that's the wrong button.
What happened to you?
Okay, there we go.
Oh,
I hit the home button instead of the
start. Oh, I see.
I assume retrying it'll. I guess I don't know where this just started me.
Right here, right where the deadliest snakes are.
Right where I just died, probably.
There's like these little wormy snakes. I don't know what they are, but they're the worst. They bounce in a weird pattern.
What is this thing now?
Some kind of red worm. I don't know. There's so many worms.
These snakes and worms.
Well, now we're just back at the game again. Like,
now we're just playing again. All
right. Well,
I just wanted to see where it was going to start me. Oh, now I'll put a.
Why do these things keep popping up out of the ground?
I don't know.
Like that was happening in the first.
I guess because it's. Yeah, and that's another thing though. We're supposed to be in some virtual reality or
keep playing for a minute. You're about to get it.
Dream
I think you have
world
the wings.
Thing?
You got the wings.
Oh, finally got wings.
Yes.
And right, so I'm just gonna beat the game.
Yeah, this is happening. We're gonna continue with final thoughts, but we're not gonna stop the podcast until Drake dies, which is gonna be never apparently. So
yeah.
Could be a marathon thing here. See what I mean about the wings, though?
They're awesome.
Yeah, that you just fuck everything up.
Oh, those snakes have no chance against me now.
No chance. That's what you got.
No chance in hell.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we didn't talk about, and we should real quick? As we record this just today, the new Suicide Squad trailer was released.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks sick as fuck. I don't know what you thought, good. But I thought it looks really awesome.
I mean, it looks, yeah. I mean,
it's James Gunn, you know?
I don't know a ton about it or whatever. And I don't know any of those characters other than...
You're not supposed to. That's the thing. Like, they
Harley
are...
Quinn,
they are all real comic book characters, but like...
Right.
But they're the D-listers, you know, like fucking Polka Dot Man is in the movie. Like, what the fuck?
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Polka Dot Man is just his power is polka dots. It's the dumbest fucking thing. Like,
how is polka dots a power?
I think in the comics, he throws a polka dot.
Abby just smiled like, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, polka dots is a power.
I think what he does is he like throws a polka dot, you know, like, in Roger Rabbit, they have the holes, like the Acme hole or whatever.
Oh god, like, I always wanted one of those.
I did too, but I think that's basically what his power is. He throws a polka dot and he can like teleport through it or something. I don't know. I don't know. But Polka Dot Man, for Christ's fucking sake. King Shark looks sick as fuck.
Yeah.
John Cena is Peacemaker, and he just, like, is so funny. I don't know. Talking about eating dicks and shit. I don't know. Like,
well, John Cena is just great.
John Cena is a goddamn American treasure.
That's true.
I don't know. Anyway, the new Suicide Squad looks sweet. It doesn't come out till August, which is a little...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, it's a while yet, but I think, like, you know, by August, we might be able to, like, go see movies in the theater again.
Yeah, but I think even... Is that still going to come?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
HBO, though, right?
Every movie...
Like, they basically said, regardless, like,
2021.
This year, I mean, all the way into, like, December. Or
yeah, the
Dune,
whole year.
Like, Dune comes out late in the year.
Yeah. And that is coming
and that's
to
already they can't take it away now. They've already told us they're coming to HBO Max.
And they're not going to. Like, honestly, it's a super awesome move.
And
by
I
them.
Love that they don't, like, Disney keeps putting things on there and charging us $30 if you want to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Like,
and HBO is just like, eh, we're just gonna give it to you.
You know why? Because, like, I feel like you pay what is HBO, like $15 a month or something like
yeah.
that. It's like it's slightly more expensive than some of the others, but you pay it every month. It's like it's like going to the theater and buying a ticket every month. You know,
right.
Like, which that's all they can ask for, and more people are gonna do it because you can do it from your home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's an excellent business
and
decision.
We get to watch Mortal Kombat.
Oh my god! Next month, I cannot wait for that. It's gonna be so
yeah,
sick.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You lost it.
I powered up too much.
Oh, it powered you down.
To the beginning.
Shit, cuz you haven't died yet.
No, ever since I got the wings, I was crushing it.
Holy shit.
And then
and now you're at the boss.
Now I'm the boss. Apparently once you get the wings, don't just stop picking those things up.
Because I think you got to hit that purple part of the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like a weird penis. This boss is very weird. It's like
I did read something that it was like it described this boss as it's like a cocoon with a phallus.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. You have to like knock back the phallus and then get up there and hit I think you have to hit that purple part.
I think I'm just hitting this head and that's all I've hit so far and it's taking away life.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, but you're going to die. He's got way more health than you. Oh, my God.
If only I had my fucking wings, man.
Oh, and you're dead.
Okay.
Anyway,
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10 for
I'm sticking to
Psycho
it.
Dream. I also, once again, couldn't remember what we were playing. Jurek, what did other people think about this game?
So, Famitsu, which is like a Japanese
Famitsu. I always pronounce it Famitsu, but I don't know.
Famitsu. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no
idea. I know it's a Japanese.
It's like a magazine or something.
Magazine.
Publication of some
publication,
kind.
Yeah. Gave it an 18 out of 40.
18 out of 40. Okay.
A weird rating system. Fan reception was mixed. Readers of Famimaga voted to give this, and this one's even weirder. Voted to give the game a 17.43 out of 30.
That seems right. I mean that
seems right.
Like
yeah.
if I was to rate
that's
this
about
again,
a 6 out of
that's
10.
About a 6 out of 10 exactly. 17.43 out of 30. You know, that's like a, you know, 6 is like a fraction of that. So, you know, like it works.
Yeah.
That's just
science.
And
then so when the game was supposed to come out in America, I think reviewers in America actually got copies of it.
They did. DreamCube. Yeah.
EGM, Electronic Gaming Monthly, rated the game.
Yeah.
And it never came. So they gave it, 3 reviewers of EGM gave it a score of 5 out of 10, and a 4th reviewer gave it a 6 out of 10.
Ah, see, 4th guy, he knows what's up.
Yeah. And SuperPlay gave the game a 33% score.
Yeah, that's a 6 out of 10. No, that's actually
no,
yeah,
that's
a 3
that's
out of
like
10.
3 out of 10.
Yeah.
3.33
yeah,
out of 10.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was weird cuz even Nintendo Power then in a 1994 issue or something listed Dream Probe as having been released in September of 93.
Oh, cuz that's when it was supposed to be released.
That's when it was supposed to come out. So Nintendo Power just didn't
they didn't even
catch
know
that. They didn't notice that it never actually came out They just knew it was supposed to, so they listed that it had come out.
And Sega was over in their tower like, ha ha ha, foiled again, Nintendo.
Everyone's trying to find this game, and they can't. Because we made sure of that.
Drake, were there any speed runs of this game?
Yes, there was.
Can I guess what it was?
You absolutely
is this an any percenter, or is this?
It was just, there was just only one category, and it was, I mean, there was like five times. But just one category. It was just beat the game.
Beat the game.
The speedrunner's name was Dara Darok.
Dara Darok. That helps. Yeah, that gives me a huge clue. So I got such a raging clue right now. that was the world record. Speed run time for Psycho Dream is I couldn't remember again what the game's fucking
again,
called.
What the hell we're playing.
I'm gonna say 18 minutes and 14 seconds.
Wow, you're close.
Am I close? What do we got?
You're about a minute over.
Oh, 17
close
15?
To a minute over.
17:22.
No, 17:08.
Oh, damn, that was gonna be my next guess.
Of course it was.
Okay, 17:08 though to beat this game. I mean, we did it.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how either, but I don't know. Cool. Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Psycho Dream, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I. Wait.
A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
I-R-A-K. How do I spell my name?
Wow. Wow.
A-K-T. Wait, what did I say?
A-K-T. I don't know. Something wrong.
A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
Yeah, I don't know. You messed it up. Anyway.
I've only said it for 246 episodes.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, at the 247th one, that's when they say your memory goes. So that's in the, like when you look up like how to start a podcast and you look up tips, they say once you get to episode 247, you're going to stop. You're going to.
All bets are out the window.
You just forget all your shit. Anyway, and you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at @RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Probably.
Yeah, but, probably. You
know,
somewhere.
All bets are out the window. Who knows how to spell this or what our email is. Is it our email we're looking for?
Yeah.
That's retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
Indeed. And tweet us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd just love to hear from you.
What's your favorite 90s group or singer or band or whatever that did not get enough credit?
Yeah. I feel like there's others.
Were you
born
in the 90s? Were you alive?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Some of my coworkers, like, I'm like, oh, right. I'm like a good 15 years older than you. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, right. You weren't alive in the 90s. Yeah, because right. You can be born into year 2000 and you can be like 21 now.
right.
Gross.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up. Anyway. boy, I lost my train of thought here.
Email us.
Email us.
Game suggestions.
Yeah, all the things. Discussion questions. We would love
discussion questions.
Yep.
We can't really take game suggestions unless it's on NES Online
right.
or SNES Online on the Switch.
Although hopefully that changes soon. I hope to be vaccinated within a month or something. I don't know if that's even feasible, but we'll see.
Who knows?
I'm willing to drive like way up north if that's what it takes, you know? Like, we'll see. Anyway, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would really appreciate it. I think that's about it, though.
Indeed.
Jurik, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Night Terrors.
Game on, Night Terrors.
Gump sat alone on the bench in the park. My name is Forrest, he casually remarked. Waiting for the bus with his hands in his pockets. He kept on saying life is like a
box
of chocolates.
He's Gump.
What's in his head?